Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Luke, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, please watch the Jordan Peterson clip with Piers Morgan, as he reacts to Olivia Wilde calling him King of the Incels. It's on YouTube. He gets emotional and it's hard to watch. I'd like to get your take on the situation. I just can't believe a movie star can shit on a man she's never met from her ivory tower, and no one says anything, unquote. Well, Luke, thanks for the donation and welcome to MGTOW, as it's something new for you. Do you really believe that Peterson was showing empathy and crying for incels on national television, after making videos about them, saying it's their fault for not being picked by women, and that they need to up their game, bucko? Doesn't anyone else think he's acting and being dramatic, crying to supposedly show sympathy for the pain young men feel after insulting them in previous videos? Forget about it. Does he have sympathy? Sure. But does he have as much as she's showing? I doubt it. The reason you felt uncomfortable seeing him put on the waterworks, Luke, is because no one likes to see a man cry. Not other men, women, children, or even small animals. Men aren't supposed to cry. When you're young and you cry, all the other boys will bully you to the extreme. Being a highly sensitive person myself, it was impossibly hard for me to control my tears until I was around 13 years of age. But seeing Peterson do this in a way is emasculating men, because it's showing us that it's okay to be sensitive for the whole wide world to see. This is an awful mistake, because it means women exploit emotional weakness. If there was ever a reason for you to believe that Peterson was part of the mainstream manipulation machine, then this would be it. He's telling you clean up your room, bucko, but also telling you it's okay to cry into your cornflakes, and let everyone see it. It's absolutely disgusting, this subtle manipulation that he's doing on men. He does that after telling Piers Morgan that when he speaks, he just says what he feels and doesn't have a plan. That it's all genuine, and then he turns on the waterworks. Doesn't anyone else think that this might be a lie? He might have also done this as a sort of role reversal. Imagine women are the victims and not men. Peterson releasing some possible crocodile tears might be a way for him to get even with Olivia Wilde. As I said before, people are disgusted when a man cries. He knows that Wilde is going to watch the video clip, and if she sees him crying, she too might be disgusted. That's something I learned in middle school, when I couldn't control my sobs and tears in the classroom. The bully was having fun agitating me, but only to the point of tears. But the moment I turned on the waterworks, there was a look of disgust from the entire room, including the bully. Perhaps subconsciously I was getting back at the bully for attacking me, and getting back at everyone else in the classroom for making that sort of behavior acceptable, and not standing up to it. Maybe he's also upsetting everyone else that didn't correct Wilde on her behavior and her baseless attacks. Anyways, I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to the celebrity shaming Jordan Peterson to promote their woke products Clown World show. When I first heard Olivia Wilde make her wild statements about how Chris Pine's character in a new film with a bad title that I can't even remember was based off of Peterson, I knew it was a marketing ploy to prop up her failing film, which has received horrible reviews. That happened before the Piers Morgan interview. The first thing I did when I heard her insults is I actually went and checked out the trailer, and thought to myself I liked the setting in the desert and the cinematography. It looked kind of interesting. Jordan Peterson said he did the exact same thing and checked out the trailer. I'm sure millions of other people that heard the personal attack did the same. Her words stirred up controversy that provided pure marketing for her film project. She's a post-wall actress that won't be getting many movie roles anymore, so she's trying her hand at directing. That's what Madonna did when she was too old to be cast, and her films were horrible. Wilde doesn't appear to be much better. Jordan wanted to say that he was portrayed by Chris Pine in the film, but used another name. He may be careful with his words and the use of language, but not careful with names, it seems. Most likely he doesn't care, and do actors really matter? They play pretend for a living. At least the star that plays him was good-looking and a semi-decent actor. And from the reviews I listened to, he was only positive for the film in addition to the cinematography. Remember what I said about the transference of negative emotions in previous videos? That when someone uses you as an emotional dumpster, you have the tendency to go out there and use someone else as the same. Olivia Wilde probably got tons of attacks and criticism for the way she wouldn't let Jason Sudeikis see their children, as well as the way she was served papers on stage. My criticism probably bothered her too, if she saw it. So now she's dumping the negativity from that onto somebody else, Jordan Peterson. As for Peterson, he needs to buck up their cucko and stop with the crocodile tears. There are better things to waste his tears on instead of a virtue-signaling Hollyweird wokester with ambitions of becoming a female bitchcock. She's probably jealous of his success, as well as attention and more importantly, staying power. She's trying to reinvent herself as a post-wall filmmaker and also by dating a young Harry Styles. So all kinds of kiddies out there still know who she is. Plus, she also gets to act in her own film too. Even though she's probably going to fail as a director slash actress, it means that other women are going to see what she's doing and try to do the same. Soon you might see a string of washed up post-wall starlets all trying to be directors. Maybe they'll attack Jordan Peterson too. If one of them was smart, they would basically do a documentary about Peterson chronicling his life. That would surely bring a lot more attention. But that would also mean working with the devil, and they probably don't want to do that. The woke also wrecked their own because Russell Brand recently got a strike on YouTube. What also pissed me off about the Piers Morgan interview is that Peterson said he wanted to be genuine, but he put so much superficial effort in with regards to his physical appearance. He walked into the studio so tan that you might as well have called him a California raisin. It seems that whenever his wranglers need him to look healthy, they send him to a tanning bed. He's getting up there in age, so I don't blame him for trying to shave a few years off his life with regards to appearance if it gets his message across. I just don't agree with the message that men should show weakness and vulnerability to the entire world, when men really need to show the world's power and strength. Andrew Tate might be a grifter to some, but at least he doesn't cry on camera. Plus, he provides way more value with this coaching community. Jordan Peterson is just a motivational guy versus Tate, who's a solid financial planner. He helps you leverage real-life skills and assets to make money as a freelancer or learn to invest. He's provided financial freedom to many men, but will never be invited on the lamestream media. With Peterson, I listen to him a couple times a week here and there, depending on the topic, and it's funny when he goes on mainstream media, only then do people start sending me messages. I guess that shows you the power of the legacy media and what it still has. They can still make or break you. Maybe Peterson is trying to expand his audience to male feminists because they can probably relate to a man that cries like they do. What a world we're living in, where things like cleaning your room and other common sense is now a cult. It's like we're living in a world where the more chaotic you look, the better. People with poor taste in tattoos, hair coloring, foods that make them obese, etc. It's like the only way to be right in today's world is to do everything wrong. The last thing I want to talk about is some brief economic thoughts. A few of you asked me in the comment section, so I want to share them. We seem to be going from extreme inflation to extreme deflation, and there's nowhere in between. We keep undulating between one and the other. In 2019, the markets were up. Then in 2020, it was down 45%. In 2021, it was up massively, and 2022 is down. I'm sure the Fed and central banks around the world will eventually have to pivot when something finally breaks. I'm hedged with short positions to protect me if my long positions keep on falling. I took profits before, so for the last 1.5 years, and since COVID, once all is said and done, I'm about break even. But I'll probably cover my shorts and go fully long once they start lowering interest rates again. I think the powers that don't want you to be are actually scaring people with regards to extreme volatility. So they hold cash instead of assets before some sort of hyperinflation begins. That's my suspicion. I haven't sold any Bitcoin and I even bought more. I'm hoping the market crashes another 30 to 40% in general and have made a shopping list of close-end funds and dividend stocks that I want to buy. If it does drop that much, I'm sure it'll be another bailout or people will come after the politicians. I'm worried that we're on our way to hyperinflation land and think that the last man standing will be food and energy companies and of course crypto and precious metals. As the US dollar goes up, earnings from companies that come from foreign countries are lower. So that means corporate profits drop, and so do share prices. The rest of the world except Canada isn't keeping up with the US rate hikes, and most US corporate profits come from abroad. And in many countries, their currencies have dropped 20 to 30% compared to the US dollar. This makes imports into the United States so much cheaper. So that means Americans will have more money to spend on food and fuel. But the Fed is throwing much of the rest of the world under the bang bus, so that Americans vote for Biden's boys in the next federal election. It's hard to know what to do in this crazy economic world. I just think that houses are about to collapse in price, as the carrying costs are the highest they've been since the housing bubble in 1990. When that one popped, it took about 5 or 6 years to bottom out, and didn't get to previous highs for about 12 or 13 years. Anywho, the most important thing you should take away from this video is that everyone hates Jordan Peterson, in the land of woke, and he's primarily used as hate bait for celebrities to virtue signal with. I wonder if the ESG score for Olivia Wilde's film will be much higher because she attacked a so-called Canadian Nazi. But is he secretly a communist because his entire house is filled wall-to-wall with communist art? Maybe that'll boost his ESG score, who knows? They say the best place to hide is in plain sight. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Luke for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Olivia Wilde secretly wants to get smashed by Jordan Peterson, and that's why she wrote him into her film, as the most handsome man. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Hollyweird wokesters trying to use Peterson to promote their tacky, trashy films away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.